Oh, and go up.
I like ramen.
Me too. It's a little loud. But this is gonna be our ASMR episode.
Yes, yes.
Mailbox.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Gay.
And that's Evan. And today we're going to be talking about cream.
Cream.
Of wheat.
Of wheat. Some people all want to like
I fucking hate that. It so much.
So Jesus. Okay, so like this morning, I woke up this morning and
yeah,
I got
yeah.
The worst God.
Oh.
And then I drink some water. And then we like,
love water so much.
Water is so good.
If you don't drink water, you're weak.
This comes with the cloth. And you know who we're talking about.
You're weak. You're weak.
Drink
weak.
Water. Now. Actually, speaking of water, today's episode has been sponsored by water.
Water, yeah.
Mother Earth, you know.
Mother Earth.
Mm.
Water Earth.
Thank you, Mia. Thank you, Mia.
Thank you.
Us.
Thank you.
Yes, a lot.
Sorry.
So, for those who are uneducated,
yeah.
Alexa got some ramen fun.
A Korean place in, like, Seattle.
Oh, you went to Seattle?
No.
That's right.
My stepfather was there. Yeah, he works there. And he was like, do you want some more of that ramen? Yeah, fuck yeah. It's not even a question. Anyway.
I really hope that.
This is like the fourth recording we've had to redo because it keeps failing.
Yeah, like the first one, it just like deleted. The second one, I don't know, it's just gonna okay, do it.
Okay.
But you can teach me now. That's a big bowl. It's like mac and cheese.
Look at that flavoring. I will be dumping that out now. Take my ramen.
You want meat? That's your food.
It will be boiled anyways.
Oh my god. Yeah. So she got like one, two. She got four different like bowl of ramen. I'm really excited to eat it. Do you have it? Have you been boiling the water?
Not yet. Loud. Seeing that scratching the wood table is a little less loud. How's that for the sensation of the ears? Here's another one. I really hope that wasn't too loud. I'm not quite sure. That's gonna be so loud.
Yeah, the less, you know, yeah, I mean, the less water there is, the faster it'll boil. So I'm saying don't put unnecessary water in there. Oh, also, I have some ham in the fridge. We have never used one of those before in my life. It's been so long since it's not even on there properly. No, I lied. It is. Sit down, ma'am. Sit down.
Okay, sit down. Here, I'm sitting on it. Don't question it. Evan, we're filming right now. That's rude.
No, they like it.
So I'm gonna ask you a few deep questions.
Yes, no.
What's your favorite color? Okay, do you need me to repeat the question?
Please.
What is your favorite color?
Purple.
Oh, shit.
Or yellow.
My favorite color, personally.
That's great. Anyways, next. I'm sorry for that, please go. Son. I'm so smart.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Oh my god, you really...
What is the kind of pain you don't want to experience because you have seen what it has done to others?
COVID testing.
I was gonna say pregnancy.
It's an illness. Next.
Is it true that you don't really know someone until you live with them?
Lip with them.
Live.
Oh. I was like kissing. Oh.
I feel like if you see them every day and you see how messy his bathroom and his room is, I might see a little bit of his real self.
I wonder if you're talking about.
That's a really good question.
I second that.
Yeah, okay. Can you fall in love more than once? Yeah. With food and with my dog. Thank you.
Where'd you get this?
My mom got it. She bought it. I think online.
Next question.
Anyways.
The lights flickered, okay?
I thought there was a spider.
No, the lights flickered.
I'm
like,
hello.
There
was a spider hanging above my head, and you were just.
You really were.
Anyways, why do we respect the dead
more
than the living?
We don't.
I don't personally, however.
Honestly, the living can go die.
I personally believe in spirits, so I'm still respectful. Anyways, I believe in spirits. So. I believe in spirits. You know I like that.
I know. Why do you think I keep doing it?
Anyways.
Oh, by the way, Arisa mentioned that we're not in the car this time. We're actually in my kitchen.
Kitchen, yeah.
Yeah.
I was supposed to say living room, but I'm like, this is not the right word. Anyways,
Next question.
Do humans do
That's a dumb question.
Do humans do evil things because evil things have been done to them?
That's a good playback.
I think it depends on what you consider evil.
Some people, yes. Some people don't. No, you know.
It depends on your morals, in all honesty. Okay, here we go. Why are we supposed to respect people older than us? We're not.
Because they've
They've seen it all, you know, for their generation.
Yeah.
Who is more important to the world, you or your neighbor? Who's more
next
important
question.
To the world? Yeah, yeah, it's on me. I was going to say me because I live next to old people, but like, if there were 28 hours in a day.
28?
Yeah, what would you do more of? Sleep.
Sleep.
Yeah. Do you think with language or pictures? I personally think with language.
Pixels.
Like, you imagine, like, scenarios in your head.
Yeah, pixels.
I think in...
Well, like, whenever,
I think
like,
in language.
Pick on for me, pixels, because, like, oh, yellow, sun, mango. Not mango, that's more.
Like, sometimes I do imagine in pictures, but, like...
Oh, wait, no, I take that back. But whenever I think of, like, a stage.
Oh.
Because, like, I'm, like, in a monologuing sometimes, mm-hmm. and I think of myself on a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I, like, conceive the inside of my brain.
Nice.
Do you have one of those? If you had to imagine, like, what's going on inside your brain, like, memories and stuff, and you had to, like, project it out, and, like,
I just physical? See myself at different angles.
Okay, that makes sense. Like a reality TV, like, bam, bam, bam.
No, I, like, I'm there, but my body is there, reliving the situation. Like, I'm seeing it firsthand.
Like?
At a different angle, like.
Like a ghost?
I guess, kind of. Like,
okay.
I don't know how else to describe it without taking 20 minutes of your time. Because I'll be like, and, and, you know, like,
Understandable.
Okay. Do acts of kindness have a motive? To make people happy? Like, what the fuck?
To make the world a better place?
I don't know. People say...
I don't do those.
People say that money cannot buy happiness. But you can...
I mean, if I buy a fossil, I'll be
Hold
happy.
Hold on. Jesus fucking Christ. People say that happiness cannot buy... See, this is what I can't do with you.
Honey, okay. People say that money cannot buy happiness, but can you ever be truly happy without any money? Money makes the world go round, you know. How am I supposed to buy
a house?
I feel
like it depends on where you live and who you are. Like, you can't really be happy if you're living in a place where you're getting bombed 24/7 and the fear of death is right at your door.
But you could just buy everyone to
you
stop
have to be
fighting.
You have to be extremely ignorant to not feel like... Like, not ignorant
suffering.
In the way that it's bad, like, you know, like, childlike ignorance, where they just don't know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not exactly a bad thing, but that just means, like, they're, like...
I'm gonna go pee so hard.
I know. It's a beautiful thing. Anyways, what's the one thing that should be taught in school that isn't?
Literally...
Everything.
How to be an adult.
Yeah. Like, not even just that, like, being a person.
Yeah, like...
They don't
like,
teach us how to, like, care for ourselves. Oh, yay!
Okay, I'll continue this. But, like when you're, like, done and, like, you don't want to go to college, like, what are you supposed to do? Like the... Some classes do teach you, like, kind of how to get a job, but,
once,
like, it's not enough.
It once you...
Like, taxes.
You have to take marketing to even understand how, like, prices and stuff work, but even then it's kind of, like... It teaches you about business opportunities, but not how to get to that business opportunity. But once you reach 12th grade, you finally start learning stuff in English class on how to write a resume, how to apply to a job, what jobs you think would be best for you. It's
well,
all...
That's what marketing is doing right now for us.
It's a bit different in English, though. Like, it teaches you, like, life skills. Like, where are you going to live in the future? Where do you plan to live? How much money is that rent going to cost? How much are the deposits?
It really depends on my boyfriend.
As if you'll have one.
LMAO.
Can't you wait?
No, I want to open it.
I'm going to put this stuff in.
Okay. I want to keep all my stuff, though. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, jobs. So I honestly see myself in the next, like, 5 years doing bartending. But then again, I don't know how to, socialize, so I will be relying on someone. But, and hopefully, I find someone by then. Or someone can help me by then. What were we talking about?
Nothing
other. Okay.
Oh wait, no,
they've always been right there.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm not sure what to say right now. Oh, here's a good question for you, Alexa. Mm-hmm. What did your parents' relationship teach you?
Relationships suck.
Nice.
That men ain't shit.
True, and men suck.
Being a single mother is hard.
I mean, being a single parent, just in general.
Yeah. I'm not gonna diss anyone else that's a single parent. I was just basing it off of my
experience. Yeah.
But, like, other than that, it's also just, like, don't rush into the relationship.
Oh. I got it.
Oops. I forgot about that. Sorry. And, like, I remember, even now, like, some people our age are getting married. And more than likely, like, those people that are getting engaged and married are more likely to break up because they're not fully matured as people.
Yeah.
And so I strongly believe that if you want to get married, like, you should at least wait until 30, but, like...
Sorry. I would say at least, like...
28, maybe.
Over 25. About it, there.
Things change once you start to get older because money changes.
Yeah.
And things get serious, especially if you decide to have kids. So, like, my mom struggled because she was a teen mom, but mm-hmm. she had my grandparents.
The way that you worded that made it sound like she birthed her own grandparents, and that...
Her grandparents were there for her. My grandparents were there for her.
But now...
Anyways,
My head hurts. Where's that at?
Yeah. It's in the backpack that you threw on the floor.
What? I'm not... I'm just putting my gaze somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. I have this, like, really...
Shh, playing ASMR.
I have this, like, really bad pimple in the back of my ear.
I don't think anyone needed to know that. Evan, do not pop it right in front of me.
I'm not popping, I'm just scratching it.
You're disgusting.
I will pop it, though.
Ew. Go to the bathroom. I don't want to be in here that. I remember the first time I got my first ear pimple, and it popped while I was riding on the ferry, and I thought the pressure from the ferry was like an airplane, and it made my ear pop, when in reality it was a pimple. I was disgusted.
I will not be sharing my experience, because you will throw up.
Okay.
Next question.
Thank you.
Next question.
Anyway.
Next question. What would happen if I just stabbed this with a knife, and then just opened it? No, that would be the same as all.
Does jealousy have value in driving humans to improve themselves, or is it purely negative emotion?
Both.
Yeah. Because sometimes, like, it can lead people to be crazy.
But they are still growing.
No, but sometimes other people may use it, like, damn, like, that person's doing so well in life, I have to work hard, too.
So with that, I'd be like, wow, that person's doing so good. I guess I gotta kill them now.
I was thinking more like in a relationship. You know how some people go crazy whenever their ex, like, gets with someone? Or, like, if they're talking to people of the gender that they like, and they're like, don't talk to her. Don't talk to him. And don't talk to them. Okay? You're mine. that's crazy bitch talk, okay? People that are like that scare me.
Yeah.
Like, it's
Next question.
Anyways, I'll be praying for you. Don't. If you could watch everything that happened in your life until now, would you enjoy it? I'd probably cry a lot. I would
cry. Some points I would enjoy more than others.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to keep my my fantasy. like you know how we change our own memories?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that if I saw what actually happened, it would change a little. And yeah. I don't think maybe I would like that as much as the memories I have now.
I feel like it would be a mixture of me crying and me needing to be seek out mental help.
Makes sense.
I need mental help.
Well, yeah, like if other you, like, did that, she would, who knows.
Anyways. What would happen. What's the difference between living and existing?
Living is, like, technically your heart's still beating. Let's look it up. Technically your brain is still beating.
Yeah. Beating?
Yeah, did I stutter? Your brain is beating, okay.
Live. Remain alive.
Yeah, like I'm saying, like, technically your body existing. Your body is still a thing, but like existing is like your
have
soul.
Have objective reality or being.
Yeah, your soul.
Yeah, you're so smart today, Evan.
I know.
It's only like 7 in the morning.
No, it's 0:00. Okay, get it right.
It's 6:37.
It is 6:37. 18%.
Anyways, do those who love us really love us, or do they simply love what they think we are?
I mean, on what they think we are, what we are.
It's a very hard concept because it depends on your perspective.
Perspective
changes everything, and everyone has a different perspective of everyone.
What's your perspective for me?
Is there anyone who has completely lost your respect? Politicians.
Yeah, I was about to say Trump.
Like, I honestly, like, my mom, like, one time I was talking to her, and she was like, I don't like any of the politicians, like, the presidents that we ever had. And she's like, not even Obama? And I was like, I'm not gonna say it.
I literally just thought about Obama.
But like, Obama also bombed innocent people in the Middle East. And he's not perfect. Yeah, he's not done great, but bombing innocent people that had nothing to do with 9/11.
Yeah, my science teacher just had beef with Obama, and the whole class was like, "What's wrong with you?
Are you okay?"
It's like, why do you just hate Obama?
Like, I didn't hate Obama. I thought he was a great, funny, like, humorous, like,
yeah, my dad,
true guy.
A couple days ago, was just kept watching funny Obama moments, nice. And I'm like, "Dad, you okay?"
But like some policies that he had I didn't agree with, and then I learned from my mom that the only reason he did some of those policies was to appease the, you know, Republicans. And I was like, I don't know why you would do that, because he knows it's bad, like, he shouldn't do that. Anyways, do you feel excited about your life in the future?
No.
Do you believe that humans need other humans to get through life?
Yeah.
It depends on if you literally were born around humans or if you weren't, but
true.
Let's say, like,
literally, like,
we have no survival instincts from birth.
I mean, yeah, we do.
Well,
yeah, we do.
Not like the kind, like, if we were by ourselves, like alligator bait.
Oh, yeah. If we just threw a child out in the wild, they wouldn't be able to survive. No. They depend on their mothers.
You would need someone. So it's exactly like you do, but let's say you get older.
So you know, is that flinching? That's an instinct, you know?
Like, I'm talking, like, yeah, we have survival instincts, but not, like, to get us
not
through.
Not enough.
We're not made for being
out
there.
To be independent,
yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Next.
Who do you call upon when your heart is hurting? My dog.
Not me. No one. Not even myself.
Is there anyone in this world that you truly feel understands you? I don't even understand myself.
Exactly. Like.
Anyways,
is that possible?
I guess it depends on your perspective of yourself.
Again with the perspective.
What makes you feel like you need to be alone? People. I'm introverted. What makes you feel like you need to be alone?
Porn.
I Anyways. Is love just a feeling? Yeah.
That's
literally what it is.
What else would it be?
If you could do one thing without suffering the consequences, what would you do?
Probably smack a child.
Arson.
Yeah, it would probably be something illegal. Like, something that, Yeah, it would probably be a smack a child. Honestly, just... Is there a reason that you, pour out the liquid?
No.
Oh my god, are you trying to kill us? Why would you do that? Literally, I'm gonna... Shut up. Wait, 1 second.
Wait.
No.
I gotta pour it in now.
No.
What?
Yes.
Okay, just... I thought you were gonna die. Are you not gonna get the ham?
I thought of that. Wait, it's not good to stab it in and leave it in. Is that also bad?
All of it's bad. If you're thinking about the Japanese things, like, there's no way to be extra polite unless you, like, I saw that video.
What video?
There's a video on how to properly use it, but they just taught you all the bad things.
I remember seeing some tweeting about it, and then people were like, how insensitive can you be? And he was like, LMAO, my bad, like...
Sorry? Can you grab me a sodi? The boobly piece? Why the fuck do you have a knife?
There's only one
knife. That's a big knife. Don't point it towards me.
It's not even pointed towards you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God, I hope my dad walks out right now.
Morning.
Hello. Don't mind us.
What are you guys doing? I'm having
making
breakfast.
A sis kebab, not sis kebab, a donut kebab. Have you ever had a donut kebab?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they're so good. Oh my god. Especially at Dino Vehicle. Dude, oh my god. How was it?
So good.
I think that might be
the same. I hope you know it's still kind of spicy.
LMAO.
But it's good.
As it should be.
It's just mild. It's not plain or whatever you...
I'm white honey, okay? I think mayonnaise is spicy, so like, I'm gonna die.
I want this piece.
Good.
Okay.
There we go. Good girl.
Thank you. What did you just call me? Literally, if some random dude on the street called me that, I would bend over right then and there.
In the good way? Like, in the sexy way? Or in the, like...
Both.
I think that's enough ham. Are you good?
I'm sorry.
You need help?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just go with the ham.
Hmm?
And just go with the ham.
What about the ham?
It tastes good with the ham.
Oh, that's good.
I will get this out.
Honey, you don't slice sideways.
I'm doing what I need to do.
Holy moly. How do you stall?
Go crazy. The fact that you stirred it with the ham in it is what's the problem.
Why? What's wrong with stirring it in with the ham?
It won't get so spicy properly.
Good.
Did you put all of it in?
So what?
No, I'm just asking.
You're about to cry.
No. Okay. I was just asked, can I not do anything in this household without being, you know, patronized?
But yeah, I did.
Oh. This makes me so happy.
Hmm. Well.
How is it?
No, you definitely lie. That is humongously spicy.
It's not that spicy.
I can't wait to try.
We can do that. It's not that spicy.
It's not.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no. It's not spicy at all. Yeah, I lied. Yeah, I used
it
all.
Why does it look like there's nothing in there?
Oh, because of the liquid.
Oh. I don't even have any of the liquid in it. It's not that mm-hmm. spicy. My glasses keep fogging up.
Take them off then.
No.
Okay. God. These chopsticks are going to be the end of me.
Mm-hmm. I'll stick them up your ass later.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see that Vine? With the Asian guy? And he's like, he was one of my favorite Viners. My favorite Vine by him was like, oh, you're Asian, right? And the guy was like, yeah. Okay, what kind of Asian are you? What? You know, like, knees. Like, what kind of knees are you? Do you remember that?
Oh,
what
no.
What kind of knees are you? Vietnamese, Cantonese, Chinese, Japanese.
No, but, it's blast, but, like, barely.
This makes me want to watch Ponyo.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
I need to watch it.
It's on HBO Max.
Mm.
They have like so many Ghibli movies on there.
Yeah, my sister has all the Ghibli movies in the Blu-ray DVD. And we watched My Neighbor Totoro. Fun fact, that was the first time actually watching it in its entirety.
Really?
Yeah. I think.
The first time I watched it was when I was in, like, 7th grade.
Mm.
Or going into 7th grade, maybe. But I remember, like, being really jealous because they had a big, fat, fluffy friend.
God, you know, every time you open up your mouth, I just keep getting convinced that you're a furry.
You know, I really don't want to be friends with you anymore.
You know, tapping it just would make it worse.
I don't want to be friends with you anymore.
Why do you tap it?
You're not a big, fat, furry friend. You're skinny, mini, little...
That's called a fursuit, okay?
I don't want to be around you okay, in that fursuit.
You know those belly things, right?
Don't.
People don't actually look like that.
I know. You think kidding. People they, okay, would be those, that fat in real life?
People are.
What the?
Not proportions are, though. But they scare me. Those honestly scare me.
You scare me.
That's kind of like the whole point. See, honey, this is how you cut, okay?
Don't talk to me.
I wouldn't dream of that.
Okay.
Who are you? Actually, it is really spicy.
Nice.
Good job.
Thank you.
I love when my ham does this. It's like such a little piece still stuck. I told you.
I'm okay.
And like this one's like supposed to be spicy. Hot damn. I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm scared too.
Mm-hmm. scared.
This one's super spicy.
Oh, yeah. It says...
Moly. I think you should eat that one.
I want my dad to eat this.
Oh.
Can we make it? He loves spicy stuff, so I think he would like it.
Because this one was pretty spicy when I had it. Like, but I really want to see someone eat this. Like, ghost pepper spicy is what I want it to be.
Yeah. I want to see my dad like eat a ghost pepper now. Oh, damn. We should have bought the ghost pepper chip at the Red Apple. And we got there and just gave it to my dad and watched him eat it. We should just, like, unpackage it and just gave him the chip.
We can ask Nolan if he has any.
Nolan
always has spicy stuff because he loves it.
Really? Mm-hmm. No wonder he's sick.
I'm not straight.
I
like spicy stuff.
And I need to get a new background.
Do you? I think that one's pretty good.
No, because
someone texted me.
Because I think every time my mom sees it,
Doran said, "Where did you go?" Evidence. We're eating. He says the ramen is spicy.
Yeah, I'm right. Ooh. Oh, God. The ruby really just punches me. Did you specify when you said he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come on, entertain our viewers. Come on.
I don't know what to say. Recently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pregnant.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. He said too spicy. He's only gotten to the mild. And he's sweating.
I'm not sweating, but, you know, okay.
We gotta entertain him.
Yeah. He's really white. How do you get so red, though?
No, he's gonna ask me about this later, and he'll be like, "How was it?" And I'll be like, "It was good." And he was like, "Did Evan really sweat?" Yeah.
You should have seen him there. It was really weird. He was levitating.
He said it's not spicy until it makes you sweat.
What the? God. You know, every time
he sweats when he eats spicy food. Like, he can't handle it.
Every time you talk about Duran, it just makes him, like, lost and lost. It looks like a fist, too, this meat.
Mm. And then he said, "Oh boy, he'd die with the Red Bull."
I know. I'm scared. Yeah, finally someone I can agree with him.
He said he's scared. Scared.
S-C-A-R-E-D.
Isn't it the same as scarred? Or is that with two R's? Anyways, I sent it. He'll live.
Hopefully. Oh my god. I just got some of the liquid. I might actually start sweating.
Do you need me to run you a cold shower?
Cold showers are like the boss.
You know the best thing to eat when you eat spicy food? Or like drink, I mean?
Oh, it's like
honey. You either eat bread or you drink milk.
No. Bread doesn't work.
Really?
Hmm. If anything, it makes it worse. I think it's like a placebo effect.
Really? That's not what happens to me.
Food Theory did a thing about it. I'll show you about it. They made their own concoction, which was like honey, peanut butter, and something.
Huh.
But like and you know how spicy is like a, it's like a little thing that's like covered your tongue. My makeup. You, God, I'm so white. I'm so white.
What?
You know how, you know, when it gets spicy, it's like, you start hiccuping.
What? That's a thing?
Have you never seen like a Hot Ones episode?
No.
Yeah, I mean, they get to the real, so, you didn't even hesitate. No, it doesn't matter if it's a spider or an ant.
I looked like a fly, so I was like, well.
You have chosen death. In Hot Ones, they bring on, like, famous people, and they eat wings with progressively harder...
No, I think I've heard of it.
Hot sauce, and they're, like, the really hot stuff. It's, like, the Caroline Reaper or something like that. That's when you start hiccuping, is with hot
food. I've never heard of that happening to people.
It's really weird.
At the most, like, I burp, but, like... Whenever I burp, I always hiccup because the air goes up to my, like, chest, and then I burp. But, like, I've never hiccuped, like, because of something being spicy.
Have you ever been, pepper sprayed?
Mm-mm.
I think one of my things is, if you do get pepper spray, that you should get pepper spray before getting it, so you understand what it's like. Because, I watched someone get pepper sprayed, and it's, it's not pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen several videos ever since BLM started.
I saw Markiplier and Ethan do it.
Oh my god.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, that's so bad. I will never pepper spray anyone.
One time, my mom and Duran were at one of, like, Duran's friends. And he asked them to tase him.
I do mind get tased.
I want to get tased, too.
It sounds like so much fun. But...
After, maybe.
Not as a masochist, I'm just saying. I swear I'm not a masochist.
Yeah, but you...
I'm just intrigued how far my body will go. I'm not at all, that's what...
Maybe you should try doing the pregnancy simulator.
I've seen people do that too.
It's like... Guys will start, like, saying, let me out by the time it gets to, like, a mild period.
Yeah, cramp. Yeah. Well, because we're not used to it.
Do not ever. Anyways, mailbox. Thank you, guys. That was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen you do in my entire life.
No, I've done more. I've done worse.
Okay, yes. Yeah, mailbox. Anyways, mailbox.